point she'll tell us.
We should say Andy Gray has been fired. I mean, is there any reason why you shouldn't go too? Is
None,
there any
I suppose. But again, that's for others to make a decision on, Andy. Obviously, with someone who I have grown enormously fond of down the years, an enormously influential character in our business, someone who rewrote the rule book when it came to analysis and the job he did, you know, I've got to ask myself, do I want to carry on without him? And that is something I have been doing, obviously. He by his very nature, you know, he's been described as a bully. He's been described as sexist also. I know I've been described as aloof. Yeah? If operating in the manner that I do, staying away from red carpets, staying away from tweeting, staying away from blogging, keeping myself to myself for my family, if that's aloof, I'm guilty of that as well. I don't get overly busy. I don't write newspaper columns. I don't appear on radio stations other than perhaps in these circumstances. I'm not out there. You know, my ego doesn't need that. Mm. I do my job. I've loved doing my job for 20 years. I'm enormously proud of what we've done across 20 years. And whatever happens next, they'll never take those 20 years off us. Andy Gray, as a player, was signed to play in dressing rooms because of his personality, and success followed everywhere he went through his playing career. Now, our prehistoric banter is not acceptable in a modern world. I accept that. We got it wrong. We failed to change while everything else was changing about us. But one of the reasons that we liked to have what is described as prehistoric banter, I'm not saying it is, it's been described as such. My view was we did things a little differently. We did the best. We got people to air that were able to relax and enjoy an afternoon as though they were sitting in their own lounge. I always said, if we could get between 5:02 and 5:05 without anybody noticing we'd gone on the air, we'd done our job. Television studios like this radio studio are enormously intimidating places. Footballers and football managers don't operate in them, except very rarely. Mm. So we never wanted people to feel under pressure or different. So we'd have a little bit of a chuckle and a laugh. Now, I'm not saying what we said before someone misinterprets what I just said then. I'm not saying what we said Saturday was a chuckle or a laugh. It was wrong. I've apologised. I apologised to Sean Massey. I've done it again and again and again today so that people understand where I'm coming from. There's no place for it in a modern workplace.
Richard, let's go back to something you said. We'll come back to the coverage, subsequent coverage and the fallout from it in a moment. But you talked about dark forces. And who in the world has sort of gone mad? What has happened? Who are these dark forces?
Well, from something that was, I thought, controllable, you know, pick up any newspaper today. I've never appeared on Radio 4 before. I've never been on the BBC News. I've worked in most broadcasting outlets down the years. But I have found the reaction to be extraordinary.
Do you think political correctness gone mad?
That's not me to make an opinion on. That's for others to make a judgment on. All I can do is sit here and apologise for our behaviour. But if others think that's happened, then...
So you can't quite believe the sort of media storm that
I cannot believe the frenzy that's blown up. I cannot believe the frenzy that's blown up. If I'd been in a position to be able to get out the fact that I'd said sorry on Sunday, I don't think it would have done. I think people would have understood. But what they thought was, because no one said anything, that we were perhaps arrogant and dismissive of something that was very serious. We weren't. Mm. I reacted to it immediately that I knew there was a problem. And I rang Sean. I rang Karen to say sorry, and Karen didn't want to take my call.
Some of the reporting around the story, Richard, you claim it is inaccurate, but the clips themselves, the audio clip we hear from Saturday,
yeah.
Some of the other subsequent clips that have been leaked, and that's something else we'll come back to a little bit later on. There's no arguing about that. They happen. They're a matter of record.
Absolutely none. And as I've said to you, no place in a modern workplace that shouldn't happen. Does it happen elsewhere? It probably does. I mean, in fairness to my current employers, Sky is not inherently sexist. Sky Sports is not inherently sexist. The football department isn't inherently sexist. There's a lot of good work gone on at Sky over the years to make sure that's not the case. It's something that is a leftover from an era when we started. Listen, we've grown up with nobody liking us. We're a little bit like Wimbledon. You know, we've had to upset a few people along the way to get noticed. We started out, you know, all those colourful jackets I used to wear. I always describe it as such. You know, I was driving a Mini, so we had to make a bit of a fuss. These days, Sky's a Rolls Royce. You don't have to make so much of a fuss. You know, we've done an